Cold Mag Rally is a kart racing game developed by Pangaea Software and published by Esper, which takes place in caveman times. It was originally released for macOS 9 and macOS X, and was later ported to iOS, Xbox 360, Android, and Windows Phone 7. Inspired by kart racing games like Mario Kart, the game centers around two caveman races, Bog and Greg, in which vehicles are made out of materials associated with cavemen. As they race through the stages of ancient history, the goal of the game is to guide the cavemen through different sets of tracks that includes hazards such as pits and tornadoes. Every track, aside from the first three, need to be unlocked by winning tournaments in tournament mode. Races always last 3 laps, with multiple difficulty settings. During a race, the players can pick up to 2 kinds of power-ups. Offensive weapons that need to be manually activated, like exploding bones, oil sticks, and Roman candles, and temporary performance upgrades that are activated when picked up. These upgrades usually last for 20 seconds. At the beginning, only a few vehicles are available. They all behave differently, making a distinction in control, speed, suspension, and traction attributes. However, as progress is made, all 11 vehicles can be unlocked. The single player mode consists of a practice mode where players can test the vehicles in tracks, and a tournament mode with 9 stages divided between 3 periods: the Bronze Age, the Stone Age, and the Iron Age. To progress in the game, the player has to finish a race in 3rd position or higher while collecting 8 arrowheads across the levels at the same time. There's a physics editor which allows the players to alter elements of game such as speed, acceleration, suspension, and traction of each car, as well as gravity. Cold Mag Rally has multiple multiplayer modes. In the original Mac version, the game allows 8 players to compete via LAN. A number of modes are also available, such as Race, Tag, Survive, and Quest for Fire. Race is the usual mode, with the players having to battle for first place. There are 2 versions of Tag, both being each other's opposites: Keep Away and Stampede. Keep Away begins with one player being it, with the goal of being the last player standing by avoiding elimination by not being it, and ends when all but one of the players have been eliminated by being it for far too long. Meanwhile, Stampede, the winner is whoever manages to be it for 2 minutes. Survive has players fighting by slamming into each other and firing weapons until one player is left. Similar to Capture the Flag, Quest for the Fire splits players into 2 teams, trying to seize 5 torches from the enemies and to move them to their base. The iOS version uses the accelerometer for steering left and right, with specific touchscreen buttons for driving forwards or backwards using weapons. A variety of options can be adjusted separately, such as steering sensitivity. It has only 2 game modes: Race, with a focus on meeting the others to the finish line, and Gather, which relies on picking up arrowheads on the track as fast as possible. Every track is unlocked by default. Cold Mag Rally initially released for macOS 9 in October 2000 as the 3rd Pangaea Software game. Following the developer's transition to focus on iOS development, a port was released for iOS in 2008. 3 years later, a port was released for Windows Phone 7, which was produced by Citizen 12 Studio. The same studio released a port for Xbox 360 in January 2012, and in an updated extreme version of the game in the following months. The Citizen 12 ports offered multiplayer via Xbox Live, while iOS port offered 4-player multiplayer via Game Center. In 2022, game developer Ilias Juryo released an updated free and open source port of the game on itch.io for Windows, Linux, and macOS with permission of Pangaea Software. In keeping with the original release under Pangaea Software's other games, Chromat Rally was the third game rewritten to be playable on modern operating systems following Bugdome and Nanosaur. Chromat Rally has received mixed reviews. A reviewer for Insider Mac Games gave the original Mac version an 8.5 out of 10, praising the game's graphics, gameplay, and audio. A reviewer for Windows Central gave a negative review of the port, criticizing the controls, gameplay, and graphics, and compared it to a straight port of E.T. the Extraterrestrial with Xbox Extra Achievements. Blah blah blah, I'm not gonna read every URL. Yep.